we performed it, and I have a very good friend of mine who critiqued it, and he kind of said to me, "Oh, you always try and make things about everything, and they end up being about nothing." So I just thought, sod it, you know, let's prove them wrong. And hopefully we have. I mean, I think Malaysia, when we were invited here as a place, it seemed to encapsulate so many different things that we felt were kind of universal, that weren't maybe, you know, local issues, but global issues. And we really wanted to make a piece of work that, you know, connected with Malaysian audiences, but also kind of transcends that idea of nationality, race, identity, and asks more kind of fundamental questions about who we are as human beings, really. So I hope that answers Matt's very good question. Has anyone else got any other questions? Because it would be really a shame to waste this amazing opportunity to speak to us, because we've flown all this way, you know. It's a long way to get here.
Well, what's the inspiration behind the multiple screens?
Ah, the multiple screens. We've been using this format for probably about 10 years. We started doing live cinema performances at a place called the ICA in London, probably in about sort of around about 2000. We first made our first show, and we sort of devised this way of working, partly because we kind of came out of doing a lot of club visuals and working with DJs and music, and discovered documentary filmmaking, and then decided that we wanted to sort of try and bring the kind of VJ kind of culture to a more kind of, I guess you could say, slightly more highbrow audience. We wanted to sort of harness the kind of technology of mixing live video and producing music and making more audio visual pieces, and sort of use it to express a story, to sort of make people think about things rather than just kind of present a stream of, you know, pretty pictures. Basically. So yeah, it works. You know, it's an old format. You know, Wine Tulip is pretty old, and when we came here, it was something we were fascinated by, and we really wanted to explore that. So the piece begins with a piece of traditional Wine Tulip from Kelantan that we went up there with an amazing guy who's talking, Edin Koo, who's been working a lot to protect Wine Tulip in Kelantan.
This particular layout with the dual screen at the back and this sort of big front screen was we use it so that we could compare two images behind in the dual screen, and we've got this front layer which is sort of kind of a deconstruction of the piece and kind of digital interference that sort of lets you tell the story in a few different ways.
Yeah, we wanted to. I think we were interested in sort of duality and contrast. I think Malaysia, I'd visited it once before, and I just thought it was amazing sort of contrast between sort of modernity and kind of tradition and, you know, kind of amazing natural environment, and then this huge kind of metropolis. It's still a very science fiction place for me, I feel, but maybe that's just my strange mind. Anyone else got any questions? Don't be shy, please.
Okay. Tim, how do you approach the music for a project like this?
That's a good question. Well, the music we were invited to do from British Council Music, so it was always intended to be a big collaboration. We went through a process of meeting lots of different people, Malaysian artists, and figuring out who we wanted to work with and how it would work. Really started from the beginning, I guess. And we met all these guys, and they showed us what they did. And we wanted to explore more traditional side of Malaysian music, as well as more contemporary stuff. Actually, putting it together has been quite tricky. Obviously, working across long distances and different time zones. We were lucky enough to do two sessions with Hans and Rhythm in Bronze before in the first trip, in our first production trip. And then close communication over the internet with Guan, Chul Guan, and Flicker, who's not here, who also contributed a lot to the music. And it was just a gradual process, lots of passing files back and forth, really trying to get a sense that it wasn't one track was done by Hans, one track was done by Rhythm in Bronze, really trying to bring everyone together so that it has a unity of